Greetings from the End of the Kingdom, Series 7, Episode 3. I shouldn't speak for Lucas, but I'm shattered. Today's been like the near perfect holiday day, right? So, got up, plenty of time, it was nice and chilled, reasonably good night's sleep. Sun was shining really early this morning, and there was no mist. The ground really wasn't that wet, and the weather was really quite warm. So I kind of knew it was going to be a hot one. So we had a nice leisurely morning, and
yeah,
we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
So Lucas is with me. He's joined me on this one today. I've given him a mic anyway, and ironically, my mic needs charging, so my mic might die, and Lucas is. Lucas might have to finish the podcast by himself. He doesn't know this yet. He's knowing it now.
Yeah.
So we ended up heading towards Weybridge, didn't we, once we'd got up and got ready and done all of our stuff. And what was at Weybridge, part of Weybridge, is the camel trail, the bike trail. So we hired a couple of bikes and we cycled about 10 miles, I think it was, because it was like five and a bit miles to Padstow, and then we cycled back. After a bit of messing around trying to find the right bike shop and the right car park, because the one that we went to originally was full. Oh, this is after we went to Lidl and stuffed our faces, which reminds me, I've still got a pizza in the car.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. But can't really eat that if I'm honest, because I had a pizza and a tea. But I'll come on to that anyway. Right, so we did... It was really nice, actually. So we cycled along and passed lots of people, and Lucas's chain came off his bike, we think, anyway. And so he's got a nice big grease mark on his leg now. So, yeah, that looks nice. But anyway, that was right at the beginning. And so we had this really nice, pleasant ride into Padstow, and we sort of... Padstow was packed. It was like St. Ives. Quite picturesque, very sort of pretty little seaside village. Very Cornish, traditionally. It was really nice. It was just really packed. It felt quite, if I'm honest, it felt a little bit unfamiliar.
Yeah.
I think it's really because we're so familiar with St. Ives now. But it just had the same sort of thing, you know, the harbour and the harbour wall and all the different touristy bits, like, what did you say, the henna and the...
Tattoos.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of henna and tattoos.
There was loads. We didn't get any, by the way, I should point that out. We just looked at them. And then we got back on the bikes and ended up going... I sort of tried to talk Lucas into going a bit further towards... Bodmin, but he didn't want to. Well, actually, in all honesty, he said he didn't mind, but I kind of sensed that he was just saying that, so I kind of teased it out of him that he didn't really want to, so we didn't. So we gave the bikes back, and then we drove back here, and it was roasting absolutely. It was so hot, so we grabbed our kit, got changed, got our trunks on, and then headed down to the beach. Now, I did plan to bring the paddle board and the boogie board. And at the last minute, I kind of checked the weather and it was like 20 degrees. And I thought, that's not really enough to get me in the sea, really. So we didn't bring it, which I totally regret now, because we could have made use of both, not only the paddle board, but at least, the very least, the boogie board, couldn't we? Because the waves were really cool. And then we went in the sea and swam. That took a little while to get in because it was a bit cold getting used to. And but fully submerged. And we were in there for a bit, weren't we? That was a big yawn.
Yeah.
it was a fair old bit that we were in there for, and then we came out, we ended up playing football for a good sort of hour and a half, because I remember thinking, this is not like me to sort of run around chasing a football.
Or me.
We don't do that thing really. We play sort of football in your mum's garden for about 10 minutes, playing penalties, and that's sort of the extent of it. But I really enjoyed that. So, I really enjoyed that whole thing today. And then we decided to go get a drink, which we ended up getting a couple of very bizarre energy drinks that I'd never even heard of before.
You never had that before?
No, I'd never even heard of it.
Ah.
It was nice.
The watermelon thing?
Yeah, it was a good shout. Actually, that was nice.
Yeah, I'd get them from the corner shop because they're proper cheap.
No, it was 70p.
Yeah.
Like I said, that was a good choice, good shout. I was rather pleased with that. And it was quite nice. And then we got these artisan pizzas, right? So the young lads and lass that we met last night, they'd ordered the pizza and they had a 50-minute wait to get the pizza. And then we saw one of the guys running up the... he was running up the hill with his pizza last night, right? So we were kind of all settled because we weren't massively hungry, although kind of the sea air and running around and that kind of...
I weren't hungry at all.
Made me a little bit hungry, always does, that kind of that environment. And Lucas said he wasn't hungry at all. So we thought, well, if we order the pizza, it's going to be about half an hour, you know. It wasn't, it was about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But anyway, we both ate them. And they were really nice.
Yeah, proper good.
It was really good. What one did you have?
Pepperoni and honey.
Pepperoni, and I had the veggie one.
And I had a litre of iced tea.
A litre of iced tea. My, which we got from Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
Which was quite nice and surprising for Aldi, actually. I mean, not surprising for Aldi because I know Aldi stuff's good, but... I always thought you didn't like the kind of off-brand stuff.
Mm.
But
if you want good iced tea, you have to go to Austria.
Okay, why? Whereabouts in Austria?
Lidl
in Austria.
Yeah, you can get a €1 bottle. It's like 1.5 liters.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay. Oh, well, that's
good information. Yeah.
It reminded me of Holland, the Lidl's in Holland, which seem to be so much better than ours and have so much more variety. And they have definitely a better cheese section. So then, after our pizza, we decided to go down back to the beach and go and paddle. Well, Lucas wanted to go into the water, which he did. Did you not?
Yeah.
And I just paddled and then watched and had to keep moving our shoes, or our flip-flops anyway, because they kept getting submerged and floating away. I mean, everybody sort of played much football after that. To be honest with you, I was so tired afterwards. So from my point of view, it's almost like the perfect holiday day of camping, bike riding, swimming in the sea, pizza, Lucas.
Wow, that's sweet.
And we've not even finished because it's only sort of 8:05 now in the evening and the sun's still up. I've just had a shower and I feel totally refreshed and totally relaxed now. And some of the drinks, because the heat, you know, because we're in a tent in a field, we've got nowhere to refrigerate any of our drinks.
Because there ain't got a fridge.
Pardon?
Because there ain't a fridge.
They heard you, but I didn't.
Because there ain't a fridge.
Because there isn't a fridge, no. Which we'll have tomorrow, though. Because, like I said, this is our last night. And I feel like I've really caught the sun, which would make sense. The exposure that we've had today. I can see it in your hands, actually. This is our last night. I don't know if you even know if I can be bothered to light the fire.
I will.
Well, we haven't really got any more Kindling.
What's that meant to mean?
You know, like the little wood.
Okay.
To get it going, get the fire going.
Just use coal.
Yeah, okay, you use coal.
Would that not work?
Yeah, but it would just take a long time.
Would it?
But I also got a bit of a touch because I found a tea bag in my rucksack. I forgot I had them. So I can, at least I can have a cup of tea tonight, which I've been lacking, actually. So, yeah, this is a shorter one. Very tired. It's our last night. And so last night here in North Cornwall, before we head west to Land's End.
Yeah.
And I'm quite excited for it, actually.
Proper, same.
It's, it's been, but this, upon reflection, this is, I have to say, I really like this campsite. I think it's pretty good. It's not better than Land's End. It's not better than Land's End.
No, it's not.
But it is nice. And I like the area. I like the little beach.
So?
I really like that. And the little shops. Morgan Porth.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, which I can't remember. I think that's what it's called. But it is nice. And certainly recommend it. And funny thing is we've been staring at Newquay Airport for the past 3 nights, okay? And there's a hut. When I say a hut, actually, it's probably the terminal building, which we can see right now. And we drove past it today to get to the bike. So it was really weird driving close to this bit that we've been staring at for the past 2 nights. And I thought it'd be really cool if we could see our little orange tent, but
we couldn't,
even though it's on literally just the other side of the valley.
And it's orange.
And it's orange. Well, it should stick out, though. But it doesn't. Why is all our kit orange? Our towels, our tent?
Nice.
It's my favourite colour, to be fair. Okay. Well, I think we're done, actually. Got nothing more to add. So, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
If I do a supplemental, I'll let you know. But in the meantime, thanks for listening and see you tomorrow.
Bye.